Unit 8. Approaching Literature. Exercise 5. Listen and read the short story Clothes by Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni.
Today is a special day. It is the day of my bride viewing.
Meeta Moni, little jewel.
Father said, calling me by my childhood name. He put out his hand as if he wanted to touch my face, then let it fall to his side.
He's a good man. Comes from a fine family. He will be kind to you.
He was silent for a while. Finally, he said,
Come, let me show you the special sari I bought in Calcutta for you to wear at the bride viewing.
It was the most expensive sari I had ever seen, and surely the most beautiful. Its body was pink, like the early morning sky over the women's lake, the colour of transition. Embroidered all over it were little stars made out of real gold zari thread.
Here, hold it,
said Father. The sari was unexpectedly heavy in my hands, a sari to walk carefully in, a sari that could change one's life. I stood there holding it, wanting to cry. I knew that when I wore it, it would hang in perfect pleats to my feet and shine in the light of the evening lamps. It would dazzle Somesh and his parents, and they would choose me to be his bride. When the plane takes off, I try to stay calm, to take deep, slow breaths, like Father does when he practices yoga. But my hands clench themselves onto my sari, and when I force them open, after the fastened seatbelt and no smoking signs are off, I see they have left damp blotches on the delicate, crushed fabric. We had some discussion about this sari. I wanted a blue one for the journey, because blue is the colour of possibility, the colour of the sky through which I was travelling. But Mother said there must be red in it, because red is the colour of luck for married women. Finally, Father found one to satisfy us both. Midnight blue, with a thin red border, the same colour as the marriage mark I'm wearing on my forehead.